Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. In November 2024, Ohio Senate Bill 104 sat on Governor Mike DeWine's desk, awaiting his signature to become law. The bill would require individuals in schools and colleges to use restrooms and other facilities that align with their sex assigned at birth. Kathy Bowers, an instructor at Sinclair Community College, a Republican and a trans woman, wrote a letter in response. Here she reads excerpts from that letter.
The Honorable Mike DeWine, Governor of the State of Ohio. As some background, I'm a 63-year-old transgender woman that has lived my life as Kathy since March of 2020. My name has been legally changed, my driver's license has been changed, including my gender marker. I've had gender-affirming surgery, and I've worked as an instructor at Sinclair Community College since the fall of 2021 after almost a 40-year career in manufacturing. If this bill becomes law, I will be forced to use a man's restroom while employed. My first reaction to this bill was anger. This would be extremely awkward and embarrassing for me. Imagine I'm in the middle of a class I teach and we go on break. I will then, as a female in all aspects at this point in my life, have to follow my students into the men's restroom. I teach industry-related classes, so most of my students are male. This law will basically have the effect of tattooing a red T on my forehead. Once I got over my initial anger, my emotions changed to fear. There are plenty of people out there that want to instill violence upon transgender females. This bill now increases the opportunity for those people by increasing the chances of the two parties interacting with each other. Governor DeWine, generationally, we are not that far apart. Think back to when you were in school. How were gay children treated at that time? Not well, right? How do you think a transgender girl is going to be treated by cisgender boys in today's culture when she is forced to use the boys' restroom? It generally hurts to know that a party for which I used to be proud to be a member wants to perpetuate a fearful environment on a small portion of the population. I appreciate the time you've taken to read this letter, assuming he read it.
What encouraged you to write the letter to Governor Mike DeWine?
You know, it's basically been probably three and a half years since I've went into a men's restroom. And it's just, I mean, how embarrassing is that going to be? And then the complication is if I decide I'm going to ignore this and go in and use the women's restroom, then I'm violating the law. And I like to think I'm a law-abiding citizen.
How do you think this will affect transgender people?
You see the studies where the increased thoughts of having suicide. I've never had those thoughts. But as this starting to pressure's coming on, I can understand a young child getting pushed over the edge. I think because I'm so old, it's like, what have I got to lose? I mean, it's like not as much bothers me at my age in that regard, you know. But when I sit there and see the ramifications behind other people, it's just their lives are just starting or haven't even started. I just can't imagine why you would do that to a young person.
What message do you have for politicians who are making these anti-trans bills?
My hunch would be there's more politicians back in the day would stand up against this. But now everybody's afraid. They just follow the leader. So my thing to kind of summarize would be for the politicians to try to understand transgender people. Meet some, talk to them. Get a feel for it. Not just listen to some headlines or your whoever sponsors this bill, listen to their rhetoric.
On November the 27th, 2024, Senate Bill 104 was signed into law and took effect on February the 25th, 2025. For many trans and non-binary people in Ohio, it marked as a setback, but it also sparked a powerful movement for change. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.